And welcome to Christ Church. You know, it's never been more apparent how great church buildings are, but the truth is that we are the church, that you are the church. And in a time that has been so financially difficult for so many people, the church's giving has been up year over year. And I just want to share with you some of the things that the church is doing to make a difference in the community, what you are doing to make a difference in the community. We're helping feed kids day in and day out. We have several food pantries going that are in right here in our West Campus and also in Old Brooklyn. We just signed the deed for a new piece of land in Old Brooklyn to build a brand new house for a mom and her kids. We're gonna help pull them out of poverty and change the trajectory of their future. And it's because of you. God is good and he is thriving, and we are so very thankful for all you do. There are two ways to give. The first is our website, christchurchohio.com, and the second is our Christ Church Ohio app. If you're new here and you've not yet connected with us, we're gonna throw it and make it really easy and put it in the link, so all you have to do is click it and fill it out so we can get to know you better. If you can take a second, if this church has been a blessing, and you can share on Facebook or share online, so that we can spread the love and the grace of Christ. Let's stand and worship together.
promise that points beyond my failures. There is a still voice to silence all my fears. Even the worst of my mistakes, miracles in the making. Your stripes I am healed. With one touch I am made whole. You have spoken, and I know that it is so. In this storm you are peace, and your
Amen. Good morning, Christ Church. You guys in the room can go ahead and take a seat, which I know you already did. But it's so good to be with you. Can we just welcome everyone who is tuning in online? We're so glad that you're watching with us today. As Sarah mentioned, if you haven't, and if you're in the room, just take your phone out real quick and just share. If you're watching on Facebook or whatever, the live stream, just take a moment and share this so that we can get the word out and get connected with people and help people to connect with Christ. Well, let me say a prayer for us this morning, and we'll get into the message. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are the God who shows us the way, the God who acts for us. Father, the God who does what we can't do in our situations and our frustrations. Father, this morning I pray you would help us to commit our way to you, to trust in you, and to see you act. Father, help us to respond to frustration differently than we ever have, and we pray your name would be glorified. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Well, let me read the psalm to you, Psalm 37, that we have been going through each week. Here's what it says. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. And this is what we're going to talk about today, this verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Give me an amen if those words are meaningful to you this morning. Well, we've been talking about frustration, and we've been looking at how to respond to it from a biblical way. I think we can all acknowledge that these have been frustrating times. We in agreement on that? We all probably have some frustrations. Some of them, you know, maybe our workplaces. Some of those may be people with names. Some of those just may be circumstances that we find ourselves in. And we've talked about how frustration is a very powerful emotion, a very powerful experience that we don't always know how to deal with it in a right way. And so Psalm 37 is all in the context of when you're agitated, when you're frustrated, what can you do? How can you process that with God? And today we're going to look at that verse 5, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will act. And I want to talk about the power of commitment in frustration. When I was much younger, I had a group of friends, and they were really into skateboarding. Anybody grow up skateboarding? Anybody here? All right. One of us. Anybody online? We got any skaters on there? Not haters. I said skaters. Well, I was not a skateboarder, but I always thought it was cool. And when these group of friends kind of said, hey, we're going to go skateboard, I was like, well, I'll tag along with you. And they were going to another friend's house, and he had built a homemade half pipe. You know what those are? You kind of drop in, and it's cool stuff. It's no joke. And so I was with them. They were all kind of, you know, going crazy on the skateboard. I was like, oh my gosh, this looks awesome. I want to try it. Now, I haven't skateboarded before. You might suspect where this story is going here. But I said, you know, how hard can this be? And so I said, guys, just kind of show me how to drop in onto the ramp. And if you've ever seen it before, it kind of messes with your mind because you have to put the skateboard on the edge, and then you're just kind of like floating over the side. Now, this was only about 4 feet high, but it might as well have been 200 feet high is what it felt like. And so they said, here's the most important thing. You have to commit. You have to commit. Otherwise, it's going to be really, really bad. They said, now, as soon as you drop in, everything in you is going to want to pull back because you're going to feel like you're totally out of balance and you can control it and that will be safer. But they said, you have to resist that feeling and you just have to lean into it and fully commit. In church, I don't know what came over me that day. I did it. I committed and I lived. I made it. I know you think I'm lying right now. I know you don't believe me, but I'm not kidding. I made it. And if you were to ask me to do that today, I would never do that. You could throw cash in front of me. Not going to happen. But that day, the planets aligned. But they were right. It was all about commitment. And what I find helpful about that image today is that when we are frustrated, it's that same experience. You want to pull back. You want to step away. You want to just throw your hands up in the air and kind of say, why am I trying so hard? But sometimes the path through the frustration doesn't come from a lesser commitment or avoiding the commitment, but it comes from actually leaning into the commitment. And the challenge is that's going to feel exactly what you don't want to do. That's going to feel contrary to everything in you. You're going to say, no, I'm done with this person. I'm done with this situation. I'm sick of working so hard. I'm sick of doing the right thing and not being rewarded. And so you're going to want to pull back. But it might be in the moment that the best thing you can do is actually lean in. You with me on this, church? And so what I want to say to you today is that many of our external frustrations in our life will be dealt with properly through an internal commitment. Not to that person, not necessarily to that situation, but an internal commitment to the Lord himself and his way and his purpose and his path. And so Psalm 37 walks us through this. And I want to just share two really important concepts from it with you today. Number one, our responsibility in this commitment, and then God's responsibility. Because you notice there's a progression here. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him. And then what? He will act. Say that with me. He will act. Just type that in the chat window right now. Just say, he will act. No one's typed it yet. He will. There's a delay. It's okay. He will act. But do you notice that there's a process there? Right? Every one of us, we want God to act in our lives. Don't you? Don't you just want to kind of sit back and just see the hand of God move and whatever you're facing? I know I do. But notice what comes before that. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him. And then he will act. That's the process. What we do is we say, forget those first two. Just act. And then we get agitated with God himself because he's not acting. But he laid out a process for us to walk through in our frustration. So you have a responsibility in this. I know we want to pass the responsibility to someone else. I know that we always want to blame all the people around us, but here's what you need to know in frustration. Many times when you can't change things around you, it's because God is asking that you be changed. God is trying to do something in you, and that's far more important than what you might want him to do around you. And so this is where this process of change begins, with our responsibility. And what is it? It's commit our way to the Lord. Now, let me try to explain what this can look like in our lives and what this means. The first aspect of it, if we're going to commit our way to the Lord, is that I want to commit to thinking the way God thinks about things. Now, I'm a very opinionated person. Can we be, don't amen that. I just got a strong amen from the room. Do not amen that on here. Don't do it. Allie, stay off this for right now. Any other opinionated people in the room here? Can you just, if you're opinionated online, just kind of give a thumbs up or a heart or, yeah. And I think, you know, I think my way is the way. And, you know, most of the time I'm right. Maybe that's debatable. But we're opinionated people, and that's okay to have opinions. That's okay to have a point of view. That's good. That's healthy. That's part of life. But I want to learn to think the way God thinks about things, because God has a point of view. And many times, my point of view isn't his. That's something I continue to learn. Many times, my point of view is actually very, very different from his. And so committing my way to the Lord means that I'm saying, God, help me to think like you do. Lord, I see the situation this way. How do you see it? Lord, this makes sense to me, but does it make sense to you? There's a powerful proverb. It's Proverbs 14:12. It says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it's the way of death. Let me say that to you one more time, because you got to let this settle into your heart. There is a way that seems right to a man or a woman, but in the end, it is the way of death. Do you know the common denominator between all the worst decisions in your life? It's you. Right? At some point, it seemed like, hey, yeah, it seems good to me. It makes sense. It's what could go wrong? Of course I'm right about this. But how many times in our life have we looked back and said, wow, what was I thinking? And today, whether we want to acknowledge it or not, there are some moments today, some things that we think, some beliefs that we hold, some ways that we're thinking right now, that 10 years down the road, you're going to look at yourself and say, what was I thinking? And that's why this is so important. Commit your way. I want to get better wisdom than my own head. I want to get insight that's greater than what I can understand and put together about life. And committing my way to the Lord means that I'm going to say, God, help me to see it your way. Help me to think about it as you think about it. Help me to see your perspective and not just be so entrenched in my own. You with me on this, church? It's committing our way to the Lord. Whatever you're facing today, whatever your frustration, I want you just to begin praying, even this morning. God, help me to think about it according to your ways, according to your wisdom, according to your plan. Romans chapter 12, it says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. The greatest change in our lives is going to be the seed of a new thought that God is going to plant there, and then it's going to grow to be something powerful in transforming in our life, if we're willing to commit our way to the Lord. So we commit by saying, God, help me to think your way. Then we also commit by saying, God, help me to value what you value. See, another problem is we don't always value the right things in life, or we overvalue the wrong things. Allie and I have been working through Financial Peace University. It's a great study by Dave Ramsey on how to organize your finances in a healthy way, in a godly way. It's all based on biblical principles, and it's been just really, really helpful and clarifying for us. But one of the biggest challenges that curriculum talks about is that most of the times our problem with money is not intellectual, it's our values. It's we want something and we want it now. Swipe. I can't wait for that. I can't wait another couple weeks and save up the cash for it. No, give it to me now. Or we overindulge, we overspend because we kind of are trying to keep up an image. We know how this goes, right? It's a values issue. It's a values issue. And there are all kinds of other things in our life where we have strayed from the way of the Lord because we haven't learned to value what he values. And I commit my way to the Lord when I step back and I say, God, what are the priorities that you want me to have? What is most important from your perspective, not just my own? And then third, we commit our way to the Lord by saying, God, help me to respond and to live how you want me to live. See, I believe if you are a follower of Jesus Christ today, You have given up the right to determine the standard of conduct for your own life. You've given that over to the Lord. You said, Jesus, I want to live like you. I want to act like you. I want to respond like you. I want to be a presence like you in this world, which means my own standard of living is no longer what rules my life. You with me on this? And committing my way to the Lord says, well, this is what I would like to do. I would like to knock that person out. I would like to just forget about it. I would like to just say really mean things. But what is the standard that Christ is calling us to? That's the standard for our lives. That's committing our way to the Lord. And then lastly, we commit our way to the Lord by saying, I'm living for your purpose and for your glory. Today, I just want you to ask yourself, who are you really living for? Are you really trying to honor Christ? Are you really trying to live for him? Are you really trying to say, Lord, what do you want me to do with this life that you've given me? And how can I honor you in it? That's what we need to ask ourselves as we figure out what it means to commit our way to the Lord. And if you have trouble answering these questions, thinking through them for yourself and getting clarity on them, here's the three things I would suggest. The only really three pillars I know to help answer these questions is, number one, read the scripture. Much of what God wants for you is not a mystery. It's in the scripture. We have all kinds of access to it, and we can read it. We can study it. We can begin to incorporate it and internalize it in our life. Secondly, prayer. Just ask God, God, what do you want me to do? I have to be honest with you. I'm embarrassed about how many life decisions I make without just taking a real authentic moment and saying, God, what should I do here? I don't know about you, but I'm typically fire, ready, aim. Anybody with me on that? Just, I'm good. Hey, makes sense to me. Let's do it. I like it. I'm good with it. Let's go forward. But what I realize is that I save myself so much trouble when I just take the time to say, God, what do you want? How should I respond in this moment? Where should I go? What should I do? And I allow some time and space so I can hear from him. Scripture, prayer, and here's the last one, community. Let people speak into your life that love God and love you. Many times, the voice of God will come through the person who is sitting next to you today, the person who loves you and wants what is best for you. And don't be that person that asks for advice but doesn't really mean it. You've all had that happen. It's that person that says, yeah, I'm asking for your advice, but really I'm just trying to convince you that the decision I already made is right, and I want you to affirm it so then I can feel good about myself that I asked for advice. You had those kind of, don't be like that. Just genuinely be open and let God's voice come through others. Now here's the second part of that. Commit your way to the Lord. That's how we commit our way to the Lord. Trust in him, and then he will act. When you commit your way to the Lord, there will come those moments where you're like, I don't know if this is right. And you want to pull back. You want to stop too soon. See, I believe that trusting in God is not just something we're meant to do for a moment, but for our lifetime. And here's what I know. Here's the whole sermon in 5 seconds. Whatever God wants you to do, do it. And don't worry about the rest. That's it. You can sign off right now. I've given you everything I have. Whatever he wants you to do, you figure out what that is. And it may not be that hard to figure out. And then do it. And trust that it will be the right thing. Because his way is always better. And even if you're wrong about it, God will honor the intention of your heart. Even if you're trying to commit your way to the Lord and you misunderstand some things or you kind of don't get it all right, he will honor the desire of your heart that you were trying to do it that way to glorify him. and he will make your path straight. Trust him. Trust him. Whatever commitment he's calling you to make, commit, follow through, and trust him. Emery has been in that stage where it pulls herself up on stuff all the time. You know, she's kind of getting prime to walk. And it's kind of just fun to see her continue to progress. But she does this thing where she'll pull herself up on the ottoman or on a chair. And she's good at that, but she's not so good at getting back down. So what she does is as soon as she's done, she just pushes back and drops. And luckily, so far, Allie and I have always either had pillows stationed there or, you know, we've been right close enough to kind of break her fall a little bit. But I keep thinking in my mind, kid, at some point, you're going to learn this might not be the best way to get down, because it's just boom. She just has this trust that something soft is going to catch her. And I was like, man, that's going to be a sad day when she realizes, I can't trust that all the time. But you know what? You can trust that if you commit your way to the Lord, there will always be a soft landing. If you can trust that every single time. We might fail other people, but he will never fail you or fail me. And you can trust it with every fiber of your being. Even when everything you say says, no, 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 don't do it. Trust in him, and he will act. That's the last part. If we live up to our responsibility, commit our way to the Lord and trust in him. Commit our way, not just for a moment, but through the whole experience, not just for a moment, but through every season of life, then we will see God act in the ways that we want him to. I don't know about you, but I want God to act in my life. Life's too hard, it's too confusing, it's too challenging to try to do it in my own power, in my own wisdom, in my own way. I want to be a person that at the end of my life, I can tell these stories about God moving and doing things that were beyond me and better than I could think or imagine. And the psalmist says, you take care of your responsibility and you can trust God will take care of his. Don't worry about if he will. You worry about if you are, and you will see him move in ways that are beyond you. You know, God can do more in one moment than all our effort in a lifetime. In one moment, everything you've worried about, everything you stressed about, everything you've been frustrated with, in one moment, God can completely turn that around. God can completely change that situation and that perspective. But we've got to commit our way to him. We've got to trust in him. This week, I was rereading some of David Brooks' book called The Second Mountain. And it's a really fascinating book. It's all about how to live a life that's not superficial, but meaningful and purposeful, that isn't kind of just living the normal American rat race of materialism and insta-fame and all those kinds of things. It says, how do you live a life of meaning? And he has a whole chapter on the importance of commitment. That commitment is part of a deeply meaningful life. And I believe that. The most meaningful experiences in our life are born from our deepest commitments. That's how relationships become great. That's how we make a difference in our communities. We just say, we're going to be here. We're going to serve. We're going to make a difference. But I love how he defines commitment. He says commitment is a promise made from love. That commitment isn't this negative, twist my arm, I have to, but it's a I want to. Because I love the thing or the person I'm committed to. And as I thought about that, it reminded me that committing our way to the Lord can be one of the most natural experiences of our life. Because here's what I believe. As you see God more clearly, you see a God that is lovely, that is beautiful, that is good, that is holy and righteous. Today, if there's an impulse in you to not commit to God, then I would say that maybe you're not seeing him right. You're seeing some false picture of him that maybe you grew up with. Maybe someone gave you this wrong image of this cosmic, angry God, or this God who doesn't care and he's removed, or this God who is completely heartless and cruel. But I just want you to know today, that is not the God of the Scriptures. That's not the God that Jesus Christ came and showed us. Our God is beautiful. He is majestic. And here's what I know. When you see him, your heart will say, yes, I want to commit to him. I want to give everything to him. He is worthy. He is trustworthy. He is good. And so today, as we close, I just want to pray for our eyes to be open to see this wonderful God, what he has done for us through Christ. And I pray that my heart and your heart will respond in commitment to him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to see you clearly right now. Father, Moses, at one point, he said, show me your glory. And you honored that request. Your goodness passed before him. And he said and responded in absolute worship and awe. And this morning, Lord, I pray that each of us, whether we're watching alone, we're watching in our family room, we're watching wherever we are, Lord, I pray that you would show us your glory. I pray we could see that you're a God who actually has been committed to us long before we ever committed to you. Father, that while we were sinners, while we were your enemies, you sent your son to die for us. Rarely, Lord, will we see that type of heroic action. Will someone die for a good man? But while we were enemies, you died for us. Father, we thank you. We love you. We pray that the hearts of all of us would be open. And we pray, Father, we could just live committed to you, trusting in you. And we could see you act. And we could tell the story. And we could give you glory. Help us in this. Through the great name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
This storm, you are peace. You're
You know, commitment can be a tricky thing. I think a lot of us, we keep one foot out of the door and one foot in. And we kind of balance between, do I want to be committed today? Do I not? Am I going to stick this job through? Am I going to see this marriage through? But the truth is, God is trustworthy. And today, if you are ready, just a full send, that's my son saying, full send, Mom, be all in, then put your foot in and close the door. I want to pray for you and invite you to pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, you are an awesome God. We trust in you because you are trustworthy and you are faithful, and I pray that those of us that need you, that you will just fill us up with who you are. I pray that we can commit our lives to you and that we stop toggling back and